Awake. Awake. Ring the alarm bell. Murder and treason. Banquo and Donalbain, Malcolm, awake. Shake off this downy sleep, death's counterfeit, and look on death itself. Up, up, and see the great doom's image. Malcolm, Banquo, as from your graves, rise up and walk like sprites to countenance this horror.
What's the business? That such a hideous trumpet calls to parley the sleepers of the house. Speak, speak.
Oh, gentle lady, it is not for you to hear what I can speak. The repetition in a woman's ear would murder as it fell. Oh, Banquo, Banquo, our royal master's murdered.
Alas, what? In our house?
Too cruel anywhere. Dear Doffer, I prithee, contradict thyself and say it is not so.
Had I but died an hour before this chance, I had lived a blessed time, for from this instant there's nothing serious in mortality. All is but toys. Renown and grace is dead. The wine of life is drawn, and the mere lees has left this vault to brag of.
What is amiss?
You are, and do not know it. The spring, the head, the fountain of your blood is stopped. The very source of it is stopped.
Your royal father's murdered.
Oh, by whom?
Those of his chamber, as it seemed, had done it. Their hands and faces were all badged with blood. So were their daggers, which unwiped we found upon their pillows. They stared and were distracted. No man's life was to be trusted with them.
Oh, yet I do repent me of my fury that I did kill them.
Wherefore did you so? Who can be wise amazed? Temperate and furious, loyal and neutral, in a moment, no man. The expedition of my violent love outran the pauser, reason. Here lay Duncan, his silver skin laced with his golden blood, and his gashed stabs looked like a breach in nature for ruin's wasteful entrance. There the murderers, steeped in the colours of their trade, their daggers unmannerly breached with gore. Who could refrain that had a heart to love? And in that heart, courage to make love known.
Help me, henceforth.
Look to the lady.
Why do we hold our tongues that most may claim this argument for ours?
What should be spoken here, where our fate, hid in an auger hole, may rush and seize us? Let's away. Our tears are not yet brewed.
Nor our strong sorrow upon the foot of motion.
Look to the lady. And when we have our naked frailties hid, that suffer in exposure, let us meet and question this most bloody piece of work to know it further. Fears and scruples shake us. In the great hand of God I stand, and thence against the undivulged pretense I fight of treasonous malice.
So do I.
So.
So.
Let's briefly put on manly readiness and meet in the hall together.
Well contented.
What will you do? Let's not consort with them. To show an unfelt sorrow is an office which the false man does easy. I'll to England.
To Ireland, aye. Our separated fortune shall keep us both the safer. Where we are, there's daggers in men's smiles. The near in blood, the nearer bloody.
This murderous shaft that's shot hath not yet lighted, and our safest way is to avoid the aim, therefore to horse. And let us not be dainty of leave-taking, but shift away. There's warrant in that theft which steals itself when there's no mercy left.